corner kick then, left-hand side. And McMahon with it, right-footed, headed, yes, in the top corner, Rory McArdle, the playoff winner in 2013. Stick City into the lead with just over 10 minutes to go. Brilliant corner, bullet header, goalkeeper, no chance at all. City 1, Fleetwood 0. If they don't concede a goal in the next 105 minutes, we're heading to Wembley. It's all over, and City will go to Fleetwood on Sunday with a lead. It's finished City 1, Fleetwood 0. McMahon, right-footed, swings it into the area, headed away by Easton. Clark was looking for Nicky Law. Law sends it back in, over the head towards Clark, and he's volleyed it over the bar, over the roof of the ground, into the Memorial Park. And that's heading for the sea.
It's a great one from Cullen. Wins the header. Marshall's away down the right-hand side. He's in the box here, Mark Marshall. Can he deliver? He can chip. Oh, Wake! Oh, he's in the post! How has he missed it? It's a free header. It's an open goal. And he hits the woodwork, Charlie White.
Astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. He had the whole of the goal to aim at there in this second half as Charlie White lays the ball back towards Cullen. Down the left-hand side for Marshall now. Marshall pushing on into the penalty area. White's in the middle. White wants it. He's gone for goal. He's blocked by the goalkeeper. It's come back towards Marshall. Heads it into the middle. It's cleared away by Ben Davis.
10 yards inside the Fleetwood half. He loses out. It's a good little nick from Grant in towards Ball. Ball to Dempsey. He's got a man on the left, which is Amari Bell. Gilliard's got to get across there. They've got bodies forward here, Fleetwood, in towards the back post. Header straight at the goalkeeper from Grant. He was, what, 15 yards out. Was never going to break Colin from there. Under pressure from Meredith. And it's a comfortable save. There's White careering forward for City. He's got support from Colin. Colin! Straight at the keeper. Could have taken it on his left foot. Maybe could have taken it on a couple more yards. It was on his weakest left foot, and it's a save from the keeper.
Still waiting for his second goal of the season.
Still has it, White, waiting for the support. He's got Cullen in Acres, if he can find him. Still has it, Marshall's felt. Chance for Cullen! Lifts it over the bar. Well, it was difficult for those, but it's pulled back to you, and you're always going to get underneath it. And it's another strike from Cullen, which goes wide. City are celebrating. We are almost there. It is with Cairns. Cairns goes short to McLaughlin. Referee checks his watch, allows play to continue. It's pumped forward. He played the 4 minutes. The flick on here. Devante Cole is bubbling around in there. Referee still has a look. We are Bradford City. We are on our way back to Wembley. That is the full-time whistle. City have done it. It has finished. Fleetwood 0. City 0.
Let's just get some reaction. Got James Mason with his. He's stood behind us. Everybody's in break. James, how good does that feel?
Oh, it just feels absolutely fantastic. I'll try my best not to swear, guys, because I'm just so emotional. It's absolutely brilliant. Two heroic defensive performances, and a lot of credit's got to go to Stuart and Kenny and all his backroom staff and the players. That was two masterclasses in a shutout.
I know a lot of people who were here today and a lot of people were here that night when we got beat 2-1. Just so pleased for them to send them home happy. For everyone, for City of Bradford to look forward to going to Wembley, and we'll give it everything we've got. And you know, the players deserve outstanding credit, as do the supporters and everyone else behind the scenes.
Pulse 2, backing the Bantams with Bradford Brewery, Rawson Street. Try their brand new Bantams Bitter today. Please drink responsibly.